Making Paper by Trish Poorridge. What do we use in school every day that can be cut, ripped, glued, folded, screwed up, written on, and thrown out? That's right. It's paper. Our recycling bin is always full of paper. We wondered whether we could turn it into paper to use again. We looked on the internet to find information about making recycled paper. It didn't look too hard to make. First, we made a list and gathered what we needed. Lots of scrap paper, ripped into small pieces. Some green paper, ripped into small pieces. Water, an electric jug, small containers for soaking the ripped up paper, a big tub for mixing the soaked paper, a food processor to mix the pulp, some old bed sheets ripped into wide strips, newspaper, two wooden frames, one with mesh, a sponge. We were then ready to start the process. We needed to mush our pieces of paper up to make pulp. Our teacher boiled the jug and poured the hot water onto the ripped paper. Then we left it to soak. The next day, when we put our hands in the container of wet paper, it didn't feel like paper anymore. It felt really squishy and slimy. We squeezed and swished it around, and then we used an old food processor from the school fair to make it really mushy. The dye from the green paper came out. Next, we poured the pulp into a big tub that was about half full of water. We stirred up the pulped paper with our hands so that the pieces didn't sink to the bottom. We wet a strip of bed sheet and laid it down flat on some newspaper. Then we put the frames together. The frame with the wire mesh was underneath. We lowered the frames into the tub, right to the bottom, and lifted them up slowly. We were pleased to see that a lot of pulp was trapped on the wire mesh. We held the frames up for a while to let some of the water drip off. Then we carefully pulled the top frame off. The top frame made the edges of the pulp straight. The next part was tricky. We carefully turned the mesh frame over onto the strip of sheet. We didn't let the pulp fall out of the frame. We laid the frame down flat and pressed a sponge onto the mesh to soak up some of the water. We had to do it a few more times until there wasn't much water left in the pulp. Then we carefully lifted the frame up. Luckily, the pulp came off the mesh quite easily and stuck to the damp bed sheet. Our first piece of paper! We wanted to make lots more, so we went through the process again. After we put each new piece of wet paper onto the sheet, we folded the sheet back over the paper. Finally, we put a pile of newspaper on top of the whole lot and pushed down gently to squeeze a bit more water out. Then we took the newspaper off and carefully pulled up the sheet. The wet paper stuck to the damp sheet, and we hung it up to dry. The next day, we carefully peeled off our new pieces of paper. They looked great. We could even see some letters and words in there. Some of the paper was very thick, and some was thin. Most of our paper was quite bumpy too, but it was all very special. We decided to make more paper in different colours, and we had lots of ideas for how to use our wonderful new paper.